With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The United States has moved a second aircraft carrier into the waters of the Middle East. It comes ahead of the next round of talks between Iran and the U.S. over Tehran's rapidly advancing nuclear program. Those discussions are scheduled for this upcoming weekend. Iran's supreme leader has described the initial talks as having gone well. Harvard University chooses to forego more than $2.2 billion in federal grants and contracts. That money is being frozen by the Trump administration.
The funding cuts come after Harvard refused to comply with the Trump administration's demands to limit activism on campus. In a letter to Harvard, the administration called for several actions, including merit-based admissions and hiring policies, and a review of student and faculty views about diversity. Harvard's president said the demands violated the university's First Amendment rights and that no government should dictate what private universities can teach. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Jurors deliberated less than 1 hour before finding a 34-year-old illegal alien guilty in the brutal 2023 murder of a Maryland woman, a mother of five.
Rachel Morin was attacked while exercising on a popular hiking trail northeast of Baltimore. The case hinged on DNA evidence connecting Victor Martinez Hernandez, a Salvadorian national, to the crime. President Trump's reaction on Truth Social, quote, life was taken at the hands of a monster who should have never been here in the first place, unquote. He blames Biden open border policies.
And that's correspondent George Williams. Also at SRNnews.com, Cody Ballmer will stay behind bars. 38-year-old Harrisburg, Pennsylvania man charged with attempted murder, arson, and terrorism in the attack on the Pennsylvania governor's residence. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up about 39 points, the Nasdaq 18 points higher. This is SRN News. Another major corporation quits, DEI.
Constellation Brands is the importer of several popular Mexican beers to the U.S., including Modelo and Corona. Company officials have announced they're dropping all diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and will no longer support the Human Rights Campaign, America's largest LGBT pressure group. President Trump's election has prompted a wave of big corporations to quit what's become known as woke capitalism and turn their backs on the gay agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An abortion in Idaho is not prohibited if pregnancy complications could cause a woman's death, even if that death is neither imminent nor assured. That is the ruling from a state judge, which modifies one of the strongest pro-life laws in the U.S. Four women represented by the Center for Reproductive Rights sued. They went to court in order to get the courts to clarify and expand the exceptions to the abortion ban. This is SRN News. Well, they're in trouble for trying to go to church the wrong way.
German police in Cologne have detained five Frenchmen and a Belgian woman who had tried to climb the city's famous cathedral. Police said Sunday they were informed by the church's private security guards who spotted the young climbers with headlamps on their surveillance cameras in the middle of the night. Police officers in riot gear surrounded the cathedral, and a helicopter hovered over the northern dome until the five climbers were detained inside the tower's stairwell. Keith Peters, Washington.
For the first time in more than 10 years, Chicago's public school teachers have a new contract without a strike or the threat of a walkout. This four-year agreement includes pay hikes along with hiring more teachers and limiting class size. The union started the contract talks last year with more than 700 demands. It's a record for the almost 30,000-member teachers union. More details at SRNnews.com.